On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Some breaking news this hour. The family of Kent celebrity chef Gary Rhodes say he died from a bleed on the brain after collapsing in his home in Dubai on Tuesday. They've put out a statement to end what they call the painful speculation surrounding the sudden death of the 59-year-old who grew up in Medway. It says he was in a very happy mood when he came home from filming a cookery series before he was rushed to hospital.
KMFM News.
Greenpeace says the cost of plastic bags should go up to 70p to help reduce waste from supermarkets. It's emerged today the use of single-use plastic by large retailers has risen to more than 900,000 tonnes. 7 in 10 major UK supermarkets increased their plastic footprint over the last year, with only Waitrose, Tesco and Sainsbury's achieving marginal reductions. Sam Chetham-Welsh from the Campaign Group has this advice for consumers.
Tell your supermarket and tell the government that we need to change this as soon as possible. We are sick of single-use. We're sick of using items once and throwing them away and creating extraordinary amounts of waste. We want to live more sustainably and we need the companies and we need governments to take action on that.
Well, you can let us know if you think a hike in the charge would be a good idea by voting in our Twitter poll this lunchtime. Just search for KMFM News. 10 people have been arrested after police were called to reports of a robbery at a house in Folkestone overnight. Two suspects were detained after climbing onto the roof of the property on New Street in the early hours, while others were caught as they tried to get away. Firefighters and a police helicopter were used in the operation. A van driver has been threatened with an imitation firearm by another driver in East Peckham. It happened last Saturday afternoon after they had a row when their vehicle stopped on the A228 near the roundabout for 7 Mile Lane and Maidstone Road. Both vehicles headed towards Tunbridge Wells. A 64-year-old man from Chatham has been arrested and released while investigations continue. New figures out today show the number of hospital admissions for poisoning by drug misuse is up 6% on last year. The charity AdAction says the statistic shows the current approach to tackling the problem isn't working. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says more needs to be done.
For instance, changing the way that opioids are prescribed in the health service is an important part of stopping a problem with drug addiction, which is typically seen as a responsibility of the Home Office and of local councils.
The Conservatives are promising to tackle all types of addiction if they win next month's general election.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Well, a Kent election candidate's campaign banner has been targeted by pranksters for a second day running. Tom Tugendhat, who's standing for the Conservatives in Tunbridge and Morling, had an image of his face replaced by one of Sir Bruce Forsyth in Leybourne. It's now been changed to Buzz Lightyear. Reacting on Twitter, he says his five-year-old son will be delighted. A Kent charity says more and more women and girls are coming to them for help after experiencing domestic abuse. It comes as figures show police in the county dealt with more than 34,000 cases in the 12 months to September. The Kent Community Foundation have now set up the Women's Fund to make sure victims can get the support they need. Natalie Smith from the charity says some of the projects involve youngsters being educated in schools.
They're starting with young children, boys and girls, at a very young age in order to try and prevent domestic violence ever kind of materialising. So they do some really excellent work.
An Ashford hotel is set to get a multi-million pound revamp and a new name. The 200-room Ashford International on Simone Wheal Avenue is to be rebranded Delta Hotel by Marriott. Bosses say the refurbishment will see significant improvements to the building. They also plan to open a new leisure and spa cafe. And a former cement quarry in Medway could be turned into a £13 million holiday camp and water sports centre. The Blue Lake off the A228 at Upper Horling is next to a development of almost 400 new homes. If plans are given the go-ahead, it would have 20 lakeside holiday homes and 12 eco-pods. Council bosses will consider the idea at a meeting in January.
KMFM Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
New Zealand cricketer Ross Taylor says it's tough for Joe Root to captain England while he's not scoring runs. Poor form with the bat has seen the Englishman drop out of the top 10 batsman rankings for the first time since 2014, but Taylor is tipping Root to come good again.
It is a tough balance, but first and foremost, you're a batsman, I think, and, you know, sometimes it's a lot easier to give those messages once you are scoring runs, but, you know, he's a class player and it's only a matter of time of when he does score some runs.
England must win the second test with New Zealand, which starts tonight, to salvage a series draw. Kent's Joe Denley is with the England squad. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.